Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
About 80 ambulances carrying wounded people have crossed from Gaza into Egypt through the Rafah border crossing today. The Gaza Health Ministry says 16 of the area's 35 hospitals are out of service. Some foreign nationals are also leaving Gaza while others are left waiting. This is, of course, big news that crossing had been closed. And we're also seeing reports of a third airstrike on the Jabalia refugee camp. This is Gaza's largest. You remember it was hit yesterday. Israel saying that was to target a Hamas leader. Sarah Dadouche is a Middle East correspondent with our editorial partners at The Washington Post. She's monitoring these quickly moving developments from Beirut. Sarah, start with the Rafah crossing. As we said, it had been closed. People have been desperate to get out, including Americans visiting Gaza. And now we're seeing people with rolling suitcases at the gate. Who's getting out?
So far, the people getting out have been restricted to people who have been on a list released by the Hamas Border Authority. There were hundreds of individuals on it. Some were foreign nationals. Some were Palestinian dual citizens. There was also 81 injured people who are announced to be leaving. This is out of 16,000 people that Hamas says is injured and in desperate need of medical attention. I've been in touch with one foreign aid worker who just crossed into the border. He was describing they've been there since 6 a.m. waiting in the waiting area. They finally crossed into the Egyptian side. They were stuck in no man's land in between for a while. He sent a photo that showed the destruction that happened from the Israeli airstrikes on the border. And just waiting for a convoy of trucks to pass through.
Okay, well, there was also that reported third strike on the territory's largest refugee camp. Israel has not responded to a third strike, but they did claim responsibility for yesterday's attacks. Israel's defense ministry said it was targeting a military stronghold under tunnels, under the camp, and that it killed a leader of Hamas. And this is what Israel has been saying, that Hamas is purposely putting civilians over things like military strongholds. But what more do we know?
So Hamas hasn't declared that a leader has been killed yet. That doesn't mean there hasn't been one, but they usually want to announce. But we haven't seen any big names be targeted or killed yet. So we don't know if there was one who was in the area or if there was one who was killed. Hamas has repeatedly said to the Post, at least, that all of its fighters are underground. They have said that they've had some of their officials, non-military officials, above ground, but we haven't seen any announcements yet. Yeah. The blasts yesterday, however, there were two attacks yesterday and one today. They leveled about 20 buildings. With the breakdown of the dead and wounded is still not clear, because of rescue efforts. Regardless of the attack, it still targeted a very densely inhabited area filled with people and others who have been, obviously displaced.
Terrible. And we only have about a minute, Sarah, but what's been reaction? We know Jordan pulled its, very rare ambassador from an Arab country to Israel. They pulled their ambassador. What's going on? Sorry, just less than a minute.
Yeah, so Jordan pulled its ambassador and told the Israeli ambassador not to return, who was already out of the country. The UAE, which has diplomatic relations with Israel, called for a ceasefire and, said that these attacks are going to result in, quote-unquote, irreparable ramifications in the region. Saudi Arabia released its most strongly toned statement, calling the attack inhumane. And on the Lebanese side, we're seeing Hezbollah ramp up the language. They put out a letter promising that they're going to stand by their brothers, but it's just the language was a bit ominous and more threatening than usual.
Sarah Dadouche of The Washington Post, thank you.
Thanks for having me.